good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whenever you choose to listen to this podcast, this is Eric Cohen, music director and afternoon announcer at 88.3 FM WAER. Thanks for tuning in to episode 2 of Jazz Journeys, where we do some different things week in and week out, some new things, new surprises. We hope you find it educational and entertaining at the same time. I wanted to start off this week's podcast by touching on a gentleman who probably been the breakout jazz star for 2013, and that's Gregory Porter. It's been an unbelievable year for Gregory. His latest release, Liquid Spirit, spent 9 weeks on the top of the jazz charts. The CD has also been nominated for a couple of Grammy Awards. In fact, one of the Grammy nominations is for this very song.
Hey, Laura, it's me. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. But there's something bothering me. I really am sorry, but it just couldn't wait. Is there someone else instead of me?
And of course, we were fortunate enough here in Central New York to be treated to a great concert that Gregory Porter did in November of 2013 at Onondaga Community College. As good a year as 2013 was, you can only imagine the heights that Gregory Porter is going to reach in 2014. Many great jazz birthdays throughout the month of December. In fact, just in this past week alone, notable birthdays included a couple of Williams. Joe Williams, product of Cordell, Georgia, born on December the 12th. Also sharing a birthday on the 12th, the great drummer, Tony Williams, born in Chicago. And just the day prior, December 11th, marked the 75th birthday of the Philadelphia-born pianist McCoy Tyner. Here's a sampling of the great McCoy Tyner at work. Looking back at this past week in jazz history, December 13th of 1932, Benny Moten and his band had their very last recording with Count Basie, Hot Lips Page, Eddie Durham, and Ben Webster. And when one thinks of Benny Moten, one often thinks of this song. That was the Count Basie Orchestra's rendition of Moten Swing from a CD called Chairman of the Board. Lastly, on this week's edition of Jazz Journeys, I wanted to acknowledge the centennial birthday of the incredible American lyricist and songwriter, Sammy Kahn. Sammy would have been 100 back on the 18th of June. Sammy Kahn was a 4-time Academy Award winner. In fact, 3 of the songs that won Oscars were co-written with his longtime friend and musical partner and Central New York native, Jimmy Van Heusen. All the Way, High Hopes, and Call Me Irresponsible were 3 songs that won Sammy Kahn an Academy Award, the other being 3 Coins in the Fountain, which was introduced by Frank Sinatra in the film of the same name. Let's celebrate the centennial anniversary of the birthday of the great Sammy Kahn by listening to a number of his compositions, starting with John Coltrane, followed by Etta James, and then Central New York's very own Joe Whiting, and closing it out with Frank Sinatra.
Say I've got a lot to learn. Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Oh, teach me tonight. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was totally black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
That'll do it for this week's Jazz Journeys, heard exclusively here on WAER.org. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Eric Cohen, WAER, and listen to me each and every afternoon from noon to 4 at 88.3 FM WAER. Until next time, remember, jazz, only four letters, but infinite possibilities.
I'll be holding you so near, you may hear all the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say.